right, it's 6:01 already, and here are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-coulda's, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. I'm going to play a request-ish. Anybody who's anybody knows that Grant Hart, the drummer for Husker Du, died last week from cancer. Part of the soundtrack of my personal soundtrack of the 80s. And I'll play something off their last studio CD or album to kick off the show. And I got a bunch of other stuff. It's kind of going to be haphazard, like a typical Desperate Hours broadcast. Who am I kidding? There's no rhyme or reason to this. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours. 6:13 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking and a lot there, as well as both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. till 1 right in the Union Square Plaza. Yep. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. This is a public service announcement from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Anyway, get that out of the way. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard The Taboos and All My Life, a track originally released on the LaSalle label in 1967. I got off the compilation, Psychedelic States, New York in the 60s, Volume 1. Actually, I was listening to Pip on the way home from work last night, and he played it, and I said, it sounds wicked familiar. And as it turns out, I had it in my collection. So now you get to hear it a second time if you've listened to both shows. Before that, Mick and the Shambles from the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 5 and Lonely Nights Again, originally released on Verve Folkways in 1966. And we kicked it off with Husker Du, a song sung and written by Grant Hart, the late Grant Hart, and Too Much Spice. I got that off the album Warehouse Songs and Stories. Came out in 1987 on Warner Brothers. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Between shows, you can email me at coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. And if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Throw me a bone. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
What you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom. What you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life?
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom. What you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom. What you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away, make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away. Ever since you came into my life,
oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom. What you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom. What you do to me when you're holding me tight?
There's a cute little cottage for two that away. Skies are blue that away. Dreams come true that away. If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life.
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight. Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? How my future will shine. Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? From the moment you're mine.
I see a lot of desperate people in my line of work. Lost, lonely souls. People without purpose. Not worth their salt. But none are as desperate as the douchebags who listen to the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. We got a rhythm. I got one CD down, but everything else is working A-okay, so we still got a show. You just heard the Scotty Moore Trio. I'm kind of shocked I couldn't find any information on the release on this. But it's a track called Have Guitar Will Travel. I got off the compilation, Loose Ends, Instrumental Rock Series, Volume 1. Came out on a label called Union Pacific in 1972. I've had this thing since the 80s, and I'm just surprised because, you know, Scotty Moore's discography has been rather well documented, but I couldn't find it anywhere online. Yes, Mike Murray, I looked on 45cat.com. Couldn't find it. Johnny and the Hurricanes before that. And Reveille Rock, released in 1960 on the Warwick label. Downliner Sect, channeling Perry Como and Glendora. Originally released on the Columbia label in the UK in 1966. I got off the compound, or the best of thing you call Definitive Downliners Sect Singles A's and B's. And we kicked it off with the man himself, Perry Como, going out to Dick Cannon and Hot Diggity. Track released on the RCA Victor label, 1956. I got off the compilation Grandma's Music Box, Volume 5. Anyway, I'll make my nightly appeal for the ID, listener ID. All you got to do is mention Alex, Desperate Hours, and WMFO and all their possible combinations. You got to keep it clean. Well, if it's not clean, it ain't going to get played. But anyway, yeah, and then you make an out, whatever, and then your name, your claim to fame or lack thereof, general geographic area or planet, and then make a whatever an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And there you go. You'll be a star, to a handful of people. Handfuls and handfuls. In the metro Boston area and on the internet. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? This is a song that I heard last week. A radio colleague of mine played. And we hear his bumper coming up. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag. A
bucket tea. This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
My eyes are closed, but yet they see the beauty of your love here surrounding me. Though you're not here, you're not far away. And in my silence, you can hear me say, my love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with the love
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I just played. You heard Cliff Kenneth. Actually, it's spelled C-E-N-N-E-T-A, so would it be Cliff Senneth? Because it's followed by an E? Who knows? I don't know. Maybe you English nerds out there could probably tell me. You grammar Nazis. Let me know. Cliff Kenneth or Cliff Senneth and the Lights. They were from Germany. And that was Come On, Shake. I got off the compilation, Beat on the Crowns, Volume 2. Came out on Romulan. I don't know when it came out. Came out on Romulan. That's all I know. And it was originally released on the Metronome label in Germany in 1964. Before that, The Flaming Ember and Mind, Body, and Soul, released in 1969 on the Hot Wax label. The Primates before that. Track that was ably covered by the Crybabies back on the turn of this century. The Primates with Knock on My Door, a track released on the Marco label in 1965. I got off the compilation, She's a Pest. Teenage Shutdown came out in 2000. With that, Ronnie and the Daytonas from 1964 on the Marlow label and Bucket Tea. Then we kicked it off with the Stains. Going out to JT and the lovely, inestimable Heidi Lee. They host In the Red every other week over WNMC at Northern Michigan College in Traverse City. The Stains did Now and Then, a track released on the Lotus label in 1967. And I got off the compilation, Things Been Bad. Another Teenage Shutdown compilation, which was released in 1995. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. And I will go live on Facebook. So if you are on the... If you are attending the event that I set up, and that's what I do when you go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it, portions of the show wind up on the internet and wind up streaming. Anyway, I've talked enough. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
on the sides of the hall. He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
American International presents Cornbread Earl and Me, the story of a young man with a talent.
Hey, superstar.
And a dream.
It's the first boy from this neighborhood to make something out of himself.
Cornbread.
Like Sounder, it's a story of people who never lose their dignity or their pride.
Take your hands off him.
Shut up.
I will not shut up.
Like Claudine, it's a story of family life full of love and laughter.
This is a dining room, not a gym.
Oh, mama.
Don't you owe mama me.
Like no other movie, Cornbread Earl and Me will touch you.
I'm gonna miss that boy.
And move you.
Oh, police!
And perhaps even shatter you.
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.